I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. For a recap of this week's news from inside the Beltway, we go now to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in our political corner. Juan?
Thanks, Tony. We're joined now by Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. The professor's latest book is called Freedom Is Not Enough. Also with us, Reverend Joseph Watkins. Reverend Watkins is a member of the government relations firm at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Gentlemen, welcome to Political Corner.
Thanks, Juan.
Good to be with you, Juan.
We had quite a day of politics in America on Tuesday. The big national story, from the Republican perspective, Reverend Watkins, had to do with the victory of Lincoln Chafee in Rhode Island. I think the Republican establishment, here I'm speaking about the Bush White House, the Republican National Committee under Ken Mellman, feel they dodged a bullet because, and this is so interesting, a moderate Republican, Lincoln Chafee, wins the nomination, even though he's a guy who didn't vote for President Bush in the last election and voted against him in terms of authority to go to war and on his last Supreme Court nominee, Samuel Alito.
Well, there are many people who were trying to say that this election, and certainly the election even in Rhode Island, would be some kind of a referendum on the Bush administration and their policies. And so even though Link Chafee has not been a strong Bush ally in the Senate, he is a Republican, and the thought was that he'd be tarnished with that same brush and that he would be in jeopardy of losing his seat. And some of the polls early on showed that he might indeed be in danger, but he won, which really brings to bear what Ken Mellman, the RNC chairman, has been saying over and over again, which is that this is not going to be about the larger issues. It's not going to be some kind of a referendum on the Bush presidency. More importantly, it's going to be about local issues and local candidates running in their states.
But Ron Walters, I thought that his opponent, Steve Laffey, was the real concern, was the guy who was saying that Chafee is too liberal and that Laffey said he would be more in line with the conservatism of George W. Bush.
That's right. And what it means is that this race is not out of the water yet. And Democrats are looking.
Well, the race is over.
Well,
you mean the race
I'm
for
talking
the general election.
Yeah. That's right. And we're talking about this as though actually Lincoln Chafee has won the election. But let's think about this because you're absolutely right. He's got to face a Democrat who has a pretty good record in terms of his campaigning against the war. And that's when this issue would really come to the fore.
Well, let's move on then to what I think was the most interesting race in terms of black American politics, and that would take us to Maryland, where you had Kwaisi Mfume, the former head of the NAACP, running against Ben Cardin, a former member of Congress. And, of course, Mfume himself is a former member of Congress. Now, the numbers aren't quite set as we speak, but it does appear that Cardin had a clear victory. And the question is, how did Mfume and Cardin do among black voters in Maryland? And how does it set them up to run against a black Republican in November, Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele? Ron Walters?
Well, I think that he did pretty good among black voters.
You're talking about Mfume.
Yeah, Mfume in the state of Maryland. And the reason for that is that if you look at the registration in Prince George's County, which is predominantly black county in the state of Maryland, it went 2002, it increased 55,000 to 2006. So in that four-year period, you had the largest increase in the state of Maryland. So I think many of those were gearing up to vote for Mfume. A problem Mfume had, of course, was money and the establishment, Democratic establishment in the state of Maryland. Ben Cardin was able to tap that establishment for money. And given that, Mfume was not able to compete. He didn't have the ground game. He didn't have the visibility in the media. He didn't have a sense of presence all over the state that he really needed to be competitive.
What do you think, Reverend Watkins?
Well, the question is now, where do those voters who voted for Mfume go in the general election, which is just a couple of months away? Do they go with Cardin, the Democrat, or do they defect to Michael Steele? Now, remember, Steele did so well back in 2002. Many people believe that it's his nomination to be lieutenant governor and the fact that the governor chose him to be his running mate is what helped him to win the governor's race back in 2002. The question is, will the same kind of thing happen now in this U.S. Senate race in Maryland in 2006. Will African-American voters who voted for Mfume defect and vote for Michael Steele in the November election? And I say that Steele has a very, very good chance, a very strong chance of getting a lot of those voters who voted for Mfume to vote for him.
All right. Ron Walters is professor of political science at the University of Maryland, and Joe Watkins is a member of the government relations firm Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this week on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Back to you, Tony.
Thanks, Juan. Join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and his Washington Insiders right here on Political Corner.
Tell me.